Hi, my name is April Kirkwood. I am an author and a mental health counselor. Working, working, working day and night. Do, 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 do. What happens when you don't get respect on the job? It sucks, right? You know, research states that although we say we want to work for the Benjamins, and good health care benefits, good retirement benefits, good child care, good vacation, and job security, that the real reason that people have displeasure in their job is the feeling of no respect, baby. I mean, if I don't feel respected on the job, I do the opposite. I mean, this is, I think, what we all do. Instead of trying to please more, I kind of dig my heels in and become a little resentful. If you do not like authority, and I'm a victim of early childhood trauma, that's one big red flag that you too may have issues with trauma. And I do lots of other videos on that, so you're going to do that. But working, we have to work, okay? There's three ways you're going to get money. Either you're going to inherit it, you're going to steal it, or you're going to work for it. So let's hope if you're not inheriting it and you're not a trust fund, maybe that you have to get up every day and go to work. When you're at work, you have a mirage of people that you have to deal with. You have bosses, bosses under those bosses, co-workers, equal colleagues, employees a little bit below you maybe, that you may be in a managerial position. The bosses' families may be working there, and it may be a little bit political, okay? That doesn't happen. It happens everywhere, seriously, as well as the gossips, the cutthroats, and those who want your job. So what do you do to get respect on the job? Four simple things I'm going to tell you right now. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Number one, speak up. Let your voice be known. I had somebody tell me once, and it's a very good rule, anytime you have a meeting, at least make one comment. Now, when you make a comment, always thank the person who was talking preceding you. And if someone says anything, say, thank you very much, or you're welcome. Or your boss may say, that's a good point. You say, thank you, or you're welcome. I'm glad I can do it. I have a lot more ideas, interject some of them. But even if you don't have any ideas, try to come up with some comment, okay? Or even ask a question. So you've got to make yourself present. Get that? R-E-S-P-E-C-T. You got to be there, baby, standing in your circle of power. The next one, be polite. B, you get more bees with honey than you do vinegar. You're working 8 to 10 hours with the same group of people every day. You're human. Once again, it gets crazy, especially if projects don't go right or you're not making as much money or personal issues. You know, you could have a boss that somebody died or they're getting divorced or your head secretary is off sick or having a baby. That's just part of the flow. There's going to be people that quit always. A good person is always figuring out what other people are doing and if they should leave, how are you going to manage? Because in the real world, you only really account for yourself. And let me tell you, more people get fired, not because they don't do a job well. This is just a little extra tip. It's because they aren't well liked. So being polite, knowing who your allies are and who your enemies are, knowing the jobs people do. Don't ask a secretary to do something that is not her job. By the way, a lot of secretaries run the whole shebang. So don't ever underestimate a secretary when you're going for an interview or you're sitting out there talking. They are always listening, and a good secretary always is there to support her supervisor or her boss. That's where her bonuses come from. That's where her vacations come from. That's where her retirement comes from. And hopefully they're not hooking up on the side. Not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. Next, own your own time. If you want people to respect you, you respect yourself. If someone wants to talk to you or you want to talk to someone, the number one way to get someone to make an appointment is to say, do you have time to talk tomorrow? Or is this a bad time to make an appointment? Always show them polite respect, but honor your time. Most executives who are talking to people who, especially who are subordinates, will only give you in their calendar about 15 minutes of their time. If not, sometimes people just go on and on and on. So say, I'm really busy. I got about 15 minutes. You have 15 minutes tomorrow that we can kind of hook up and go over some ideas. That is an excellent way. Always block off time in your calendar where everybody knows you're working one-on-one with yourself on a project. You don't owe anybody an explanation on every minute of your day, especially some people do better working on their own. I know when I'm working, I don't like to be interrupted constantly, especially if you're working in school systems, nursing, and you have to do record keeping and all kinds of detailed reports. Some of us, including me, need time. So I would like to always schedule a block of time where I'm off limits to phone calls and meetings and appointments, if at all be. Sometimes it's not going to work, but set the precedent and remember it will happen eventually. Also, take time off, just block it off that it's personal time. If you need personal time, take it. Nobody's going to give you a badge of freaking honor if you never use your personal days or your vacation days. A lot of companies today, if you don't use them within the year, you don't use it, baby, you lose it. What is that? You hear me? You don't use it, you lose it. No one's going to think you're great for not taking a vacation in 3 years. They're going to think you're really like stupid. Seriously? Next, let's get to some PR. Know your colleagues' names. Find out what they like to do. Small talk is always safer. I have made this mistake. I know a lot of women who have made this mistake. Don't get too involved. That's called boundaries, and we'll be doing videos on boundaries, but boundaries at work are essential because the more you get involved with people's personal crap, the bigger hole you dig for yourself, because once you know too much, for some reason, it usually doesn't bring people closer. It makes people feel uncomfortable because you know too much. So less is more as far as personal. And avoid gossiping at all, because if they're gossiping with you about them, they're gossiping with them about you. And I know it's easy because when you gossip, you feel like you're part of the group. You feel like you're in the inside of all of this. It usually backfires all of the time. No gossiping. And if you find out that people are stealing your ideas or something, make sure you lock your desk. Make sure, but you don't have to, don't put a note on it or anything. Just be cool, you know, be professional. Also, dress for the job. You've heard this a million times from your school counselor. Me. Dress for the job you want, but don't dress too good. I have dressed too well. I love clothes. I'm a fashionista. And I love to dress up. It's not appropriate some places. And in fact, some places, if you look too good, it just sucks. It works against you. There is a personality to a company. The way they dress, the way they talk, whether they're Democrat or Republican, whether they're liberal, whether they're all drunks, whether they're all sports nuts. If you can't, and I don't want anyone to play the game. I don't want anyone to be unnatural, but if you can't go with that flow a little bit, which I have a hard time doing that. I really do. I'm very eccentric and odd. And that's another thing. If you are really not a good fit, why are you staying there? I mean, you're going to have to realize, number one, find out who you really are. If you don't want to wear a suit, why would you pick a career that you want to wear a suit? I once knew somebody that worked for a television company and they did the news, but they didn't want to talk to anybody. Not a good match. So, of course, some of this you never know because, like I said, the personalities and the inner workings of an office are very different than the window front that they portray. And that's okay. Also, there's times when the companies will change. So it's a good fit, especially in school systems. You have a principal who sets the tone, principal leaves, somebody else gets a whole new bag. And so you have to really be listening. Dysfunctional children are really good like that, codependents, because they're always, yeah, like I said, they're always in fright mode. They're waiting for the other shoe to fall. And except on the other end, they self-sabotage themselves. So you can get along at your job with just a simple few changes. And then you can say, show me the money. I'm participating. I got a plan. I got a system. I talk. I'm respectful. I'm polite. I dress like the rest of you. I walk like the rest of you. I talk like the rest of you, except I'm a little bit better. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Work it. Work it. That's the way you work it. Oh, by the way, subscribe. And also, let me know how you feel. Make some comments right below. You got questions about your job? Hey, you're going to want me on speed dial. And remember, you are a spiritual being and you are supposed to be happy while you're learning these lessons. Don't take it too seriously. As you can see, I don't. Life goes by in a flash. Do the best you can and walk on. Again, I love you. I praise you. I appreciate you. You are God's child. Great things happen to you. You were put on this earth to do a special job. Find it. And whatever it is, it's not about the money. It's about doing the best you can and about loving almost every minute of it. Some bad days are going to happen. That's just reality. Talk to you soon. Subscribe to the YouTube and give me a shout, please. I want to talk to you.